Seeing no questions, agenda item number three, report and possible discussion on investment officer's report for first quarter of fiscal year 2014 by John Hall, Chief Financial Officer.
Again, this is report only. As you remember, under Public Funds Investment Act, we're required each quarter to bring a report on our investment portfolio and investment results, and that's what this is. As you see each quarter, you can see down there at the bottom as we've added the most recent quarter, November 30th, our book value is up $92 million. From the quarter before. Again, that's consistent with what we got. We send out our water bills to our water customers shortly after in the first quarter of the year, and many of them pay on an annual basis, so they pay in the first quarter, and so our cash goes up, cash investments go up in the first quarter and then gets spent down over the year, so that's why there's a little bit of an increase there. You can see that the average yield to maturity stayed just about the same as it did this last quarter. So that's actually a good sign, because you can see the previous quarters have all pretty much been declining, but it stayed there. And in just a minute, I'm going to introduce Susan Anderson, who's with Valley View Consulting, who are the folks that help us with the investment of this portfolio. And Susan will go over. She does this every other meeting, twice a year. So we ask Susan to come in, give you a little bit of economic update on the thing. But the difference between, by the way, I'll point out that the book value, the $92 million you saw just a minute ago, $66 million at the same time. That $66 million is our unrestricted reserves. Those are the monies that, if you will, the BRA has the ability to access and utilize. The difference between the $66 and $92 are bond reserve funds and customer monies and things like that that are really necessarily not our money at this particular point. But that's our total portfolio of all types. Okay, if anybody has any questions about that, about the report, I'll introduce Susan, and Susan's got a presentation here about the economics.
Good morning. Susan Anderson with Valley View Consulting. As John said, we're a little encouraged that the interest rates haven't fallen any further on your portfolio. 0.57 looks pretty anemic, but when you look at the alternatives, text pool this morning was 0.0238. So 57 compared to 0.02, 2 basis points to 57 basis points. The 1-year T-bill is 13 basis points. So we're trying to keep you on the right track, the way we're doing it, with very safe, secure investments, obviously. So the first slide, please. This is an update from where we were 6 months ago. The U.S. economy does continue to look like it's slowly growing. We've been through an awful lot of very difficult territory since I met with you last. We've had a number of road bumps through the time frame that spanned between the summer and where we stand today, but the economy has shown its resiliency in getting through those difficult periods, and I think we're going to continue to see very slow growth, but growth. Housing had been the spark that had lit the economy for the past 6 to 9 months. The housing sector had done very well. One might say that it was doing very well because of artificial stimulus, very low mortgage rates, very high inventory of houses that were on the market, which depressed the housing values and made it more affordable for people to get into the market. However, as the economy has continued to improve and the Fed has shown a reluctance to continue on the long term with a lot of these high quantitative easing programs, mortgage rates have started to creep back up. Housing values have come up considerably from where they were this time last year. So we're starting to see a slowdown in that housing machine that had been driving us forward, and will probably continue to do so. Employment and production we're going to talk about in some of the upcoming slides, but I think it's reasonable to say that the Fed is closely watching a lot of these indicators, and they're feeling better and better about the state of the economy. The market had been very concerned when we met last time, about what would happen when the Fed starts to put on the brakes. They've been applying gas for a long, long number of years now, and what's going to happen, what kind of turmoil is going to be in the system when the brakes start to come on. They tapped the brakes a little bit in December, and everyone in the market was very encouraged that we didn't just have a free fall in the marketplace. So what that says is the market is becoming more and more comfortable that we're on a growth path, and that the Fed can, as long as they don't do it quickly, can start to withdraw some of the gas that they have been pumping into the system. So we're getting to be a little bit more calm with what the Fed is on a path to do. The Fed, FOMC, Federal Open Markets Committee, has continued to signal that they are optimistic with the growth that they're seeing. These graphs that we're going to be looking at as we go through the presentation are actually based on the Fed's own depiction of where they think the market is going. So if you'll turn to the next slide, please. GDP growth, this is the growth of production. This measures all of the production that takes place domestically. I will point out that all of the light blue lines were based upon the Fed's projections as of November 2013, which is the latest that we have from the Fed. I did insert 2013 quarter three as a final number, and the Fed had not been seeing any growth similar to what quarter three turned out to be. The Fed had been projecting about a 2.5% growth rate. That was what we had seen the previous time frames. And all of a sudden, this GDP pushed through at 4.1%. We don't think that that's sustainable. It's probably a blip. But you can see over time, back in November, they're still thinking that it's going to take some time for GDP, gross domestic production, to rise up to the level that they have targeted, a sustainable 2% growth in the long-term best picture analysis. So that's what they're striving to achieve. They've got a number of benchmarks, and when all of those benchmarks line up, that's when they said that they will be back to normal and have all of the stimulus removed from the marketplace. Next slide, please. You can see how their outlook has changed. 2013 was projected in December of 2012 at being around a 2% time frame. But you see what happened in November 2013? They lowered their expectations. All across the board, the light green line, where they were projecting things to be when they met last or when they produced this information in November, they were not quite as optimistic as more recently they've come out in their statements. Part of the reason was in 2013, November, was when we were going through the government shutdown, when we had a very difficult budget discussion going on. All of that starts to make the Fed feel a little less comfortable about where we are. I think when they come out with new numbers at their next issue, that we will see much better indication from the Fed. Next graph, please. The unemployment rate really surprised us all in December. The Fed had actually, again, projected in November of last year that the unemployment rate would be about 7.1%. In December, it fell to 6.7%. We all feel that that is has a lot to do with the participation rate. Fewer people are in the marketplace. Many of them have become discouraged. So it'll be very important to find out how this number will sustain through time. One of the other benchmarks that the Fed has embraced for removing all the stimulus is for an unemployment rate to be sustainable at 6.5%. Now, when we see a 6.5 number, we think we're getting very close, but in actuality, the last time they issued a statement after their meeting, they said that 6.5 is still a target, but they want it to be 6.5 for a sustained period before they make any so we'll continue to watch the unemployment. Next slide, please. Inflation has been very tame, as you all probably are aware. This is a very busy slide, but there's two measurements of CPI. One is the general CPI, which includes all prices. And then CPI core strips out the very volatile food and energy prices. So when you look at it, it's probably best to look at the core price, stripping out a lot of the noise that's in the CPI overall. And you see that it is still very tame, even in projections below 2%. That's where the Fed wants to see inflation stay. So we're really not concerned whatsoever with CPI growth. Next slide, please. In 2013, ended the year with just above 1.5, I think it was 1.7, 1.6. So we're still very comfortable even with the core actual. Going forward, 2014, 2015, we're still going to remain in the range of the Fed's comfort level with inflation. Next slide, please. So, again, much of the uncertainty has been removed from the market since the last time we spoke. The budget did get cleared for another several months. The political climate is probably not going to go away anytime soon. Global economic environment has been rocky and will probably continue to be somewhat rocky. We had some very bad news from China recently, which caused a lot of the emerging markets and some of the European markets to get a little unsettled. So we'll watch and continue to see what happens on the global environment. China is a very important player to us, and so we need to see a continued health in China. Domestic job creation, we've talked about. Projections, December again, we think was an anomaly. In October, we saw 200,000 jobs created. In November, we saw 241,000 jobs created. And then suddenly in December, it fell to 74,000. Something happened either with the reporting or with the core index during December. But we really need to see a sustainable 250,000 job increase each month to be really content in the economy. Another obstacle is the credit and loan availability. As you probably know, it's getting more and more difficult for folks to get mortgages, not just because the rates are going up, but there's even more regulations that continue to kick in on how people qualify. Getting mortgages out into the marketplace is very important to continue the growth in the economy. So we're concerned about that and how that impacts the domestic housing authority. Next slide, please. And this is the last slide, and it got kind of muddy over on the end, but essentially what it's showing is in 2012, the dark blue line, that is where interest rates were from overnight all the way out to 10-year. One quarter ago in November, we were above that, but it's encouraging to see that in December, the interest rates are rising in all places along the curve beyond 2 years. 2 years and shorter is still remaining in the very low interest rate environment, mainly because of the Fed funds rate being so artificially low, and that will probably stay that way until the Fed changes that rate, which is some long period of time in the future. Unfortunately, your portfolio has to invest in the 2 years and shorter. So that's why we're so challenged to continue to find opportunities for the portfolio to keep it up there at least where it is now and hopefully continue to grow over time. Do you have any questions? Nope. Okay, thank you.